Leader of the Islamic Revolution arrived in the holy city of Qom on Tuesday morning amid warm and enthusiastic welcome of the local people. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people from all walks of life, including students, women and children, were present in the city's streets from the early morning hours to see and welcome Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. By chanting slogans, the people renewed their allegiance with the leader and the aspirations of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The crowd lined the streets where the motorcade of the leader was passing through and leading to the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma, the beloved sister of Imam Riza, the eighth Imam of the Prophet Muhammad's household, peace be upon them. The leader was also welcomed by thousands more of his devout followers who had been waiting for hours at the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma. In a speech to the huge crowd, the leader warned against enemy plots targeting the Iranian nation and their religion. Ayatollah Khamenei said enemies of the Islamic Revolution have two main targets. One is the people's religion, and the second is the people's devotion to the Islamic Revolution. The leader added that enemies are well aware of the fact that the Islamic Revolution could not withstand their conspiracies if it was not based on the great religion of Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei vowed that Iran's establishment would not yield to the pressure of the enemies and the bullying powers. He then reiterated that the Islamic establishment could not have stood up against the enemies without the complete presence of Iranians in all the scenes. Pointing to the participation of 40 million Iranians in last year's presidential election, the leader said the event vaccinated the Islamic Revolution against social and political malices and increased the people's insight. He said, thus, the country's enemies failed to create a rift between the Iranian nation and the country's officials. Ayatollah Khamenei then downplayed the Western sanctions, saying such sanctions are aimed at exerting pressure on the Iranian people to cause separation between the nation and the country's officials. The leader stressed that by God's grace, sanctions will have no impact and Iran would continue to move towards a bright future. The Iranian president says the country is in its best position and has a key role to play in regional developments. He said Iran has shown it has a key role to play in resolving regional issues. The expert said topping the harvest of diplomatic successes were President Ahmadinejad's groundbreaking visit to Lebanon, the public acceptance by Washington of Tehran's role in stabilizing Afghanistan, and the visit to Iran of Iraqi Premier Nouri al-Maliki. They added that the election of Iran to the influential post of OPEC presidency could also be regarded as another big triumph for Iran. Far away from its borders, Iran is also developing ties with emerging powers such as Brazil and Venezuela. Those international gains come even as the West increasingly attempts to weaken and isolate Iran, particularly by imposing tough economic sanctions on the country over its civilian nuclear energy program.
Iran's leader says the Iranian nation stands united despite enemies' plots.
دشمن در جدا کردن مردم از نظام اسلامی شکست خورده است بدون تردید.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the enemy has failed to foment disunity in the country and to separate the Iranian nation from the Islamic establishment.
دشمن در جدا کردن مردم از نظام اسلامی شکست خورده است بدون تردید. سال گذشته در انتخابات 40 میلیون مردم کشور پای صندوق‌های رأی رفتند. در واقع یک رفراندوم 40 میلیونی به نفع نظام جمهوری اسلامی و به نفع انتخابات انجام گرفت. همین بود که دشمن رو عصبانی کرد، خواستن با فتنه اثر اون رو از بین ببرن، اما این رو هم نتوانستن انجام بدن. مردم در مقابل فتنه هم ایستادن. نظام
اسلامی Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was addressing crowds of people in the holy city of Qom. Ayatollah Khamenei also said the West's sanctions on Iran seek to alienate the people from the government, adding, however, that the sanctions have proven ineffective. Elsewhere, the leader called on all Iranians to take the issue of unity seriously. He referred to Iran's three branches of power, saying they should close ranks and unite more than ever before. Later in the day, Ayatollah Khamenei met with top clerics in the holy city.
The streets of the central Iranian city of Qom on Tuesday witnessed a huge turnout of people who had gathered to pay their respect to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The last official visit by the leader to that city was 10 years ago.
The holy city of Qom is home to the shrine of Hazrat Masume, the sister of the 8th Shia Imam, or Imam Reza. Today's visit was particularly important because it's the birth anniversary of the Imam, and Qom is regarded as an important city for Shia Islam, with numerous old and new theological schools. Some people had even camped out from the night before in order to have a good spot when Ayatollah Khamenei would deliver his speech.
یه جوری بتونیم زودتر برسیم بهشون، نزدیکتر بشیم به اون مقری که میان صحبت کنن.
Although Ayatollah Khamenei was expected to arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning, people from all walks of life had gathered from dawn where his motorcade was to pass.
از دیروز همه خودمون رو آماده کردیم که امروز نشون بدیم آقا تو هیچ جای ایران غریب نیست.
The excitement of the crowd peaked when the leader's motorcade arrived. The chance to see the leader in person was a memorable one for many. The massive turnout forced the leader's motorcade to move at a very slow pace. It took Ayatollah Khamenei's vehicle 5 times the regular time it would usually take to reach the holy shrine of Hazrat Masume, where the people were waiting for his speech.
Now, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is in Iran on a two-day